for the borough of Solihull. This is Blaze FM.
Hello, I'm Sally Borner. I'm the local policing unit commander for the borough of Solihull here in the West Midlands. Today it's springtime. It's a beautiful, beautiful sunny day. And I'm in an amazing place here in Solihull. It's the recently opened Marie Curie Hospice. We're going to share with you a lot more about the amazing work that Marie Curie do to help people, particularly relevant at this time of the year during their great daffodil appeal. But before we do that, tell you a little bit about what's happening in policing. Our policing year runs from April to March. We've got a couple of weeks to go and things are still looking really, really positive. Crime and antisocial behaviour going down, bringing offenders to justice, enhancing and improving public trust and confidence in policing. At this time of the year as well, we start to look ahead. And I mentioned last month that we're preparing our local policing plan. Very shortly, that will be considered by the new Police and Crime Commissioner. And we've listened to your local concerns. And over the forthcoming year, we're going to focus on a number of things that you tell us are really important to you. We're going to focus on continuing to reduce burglary, tackling speeding and inconsiderate parking, dealing with drugs use and drugs dealing, and tackling antisocial behaviour, particularly graffiti, litter and dog fouling. We do all of that together with our partners, and we will continue to focus really, really hard on bringing offenders to justice, people who cause harm and misery within our communities. Everything we do focused on giving you pride in the police. Policing is all about helping people. We help people day in and day out. We're also committed to helping people in our lives outside of work. And over recent months, for example, colleagues from across Solihull Police donated food to a local food bank charity known as Helping Hands. And when we talk about helping people, Marie Curie is a charity who do amazing work. And very shortly, you're going to hear from Lynn, one of their fundraisers, who's going to tell you a little bit about the Great Daffodil Appeal. And then you're going to hear from Andrea, one of the nurses here at the hospice, to tell you a little bit about the work that they do. And now I'm going to hand over to Lynn and Andrea to tell you a little bit more about the work of Marie Curie.
Hello, my name's Lynn Wood. I work as part of the fundraising team here at the Marie Curie Hospice. We also have local fundraising groups. It's a great way to meet new people, raise vital funds for the Marie Curie Hospice whilst having lots of fun. So if you're interested, please be in touch with the fundraising department. It's a sad fact that every 5 minutes someone in the UK dies without the care they need at the end of their life. It's vital that we reach out to those people. If anyone would like to come and have a look at our marvellous new hospice, please get in touch with the fundraising department and one of the team will be very proud to show you around. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Andrea. I'm one of the Marie Curie nurses at the West Midlands Hospice. I've been working here for about just over 12 months now. Obviously, patients that come into the hospice come in for a variety of reasons. We have patients that come in for end-of-life care. We have patients that come in for respite. So we people with long-term illnesses come in for a break for the carers and the rest of their family, and we also have patients that come in for maybe just a couple of days. We provide a lot of support for families and patients, for terminally ill patients. They feel safe and secure once coming to the hospice. Sometimes people have a lot of misconceptions about it, but once they enter it, they're put at ease.
At the heart of your community. This is Blaze FM.